Praise God, praise God, saints of God, ladies of God, this is your host, Dionne Marie, back before you this marvelous Monday with God's Virtuous Woman podcast. I love you to life, and I hope and pray that you are living and moving and having your being in God in every single way, every single day. Why? Because God loves you. God loves you, woman of God. Wife of God, mother of God, God loves you. I'm so grateful to be in your presence today. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for who you are and who you are in our lives. I thank you, Father God, that you love us so much that, yes, you gave your only son to die for us, to redeem us back unto you. God, I thank you, Lord, that there is nothing, Father God, that will separate us from you. We decree and we declare, we confess in Jesus' name, God, that we are the apple of your eye. You have crafted and made us fearfully and wonderfully made for such a time as this. Thank you for your divinity. God, thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your wholeness. In you, we live and we move and we have our being. God, I thank you right now, and I pray a special blessing on behalf of my sister and her family and everyone that falls under that umbrella. Father, keep them in all of their ways. Bless them in everything that they set their hearts out to do. Father, that it gives glory, brings glory to your name, and that it prospers them in all of their ways. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord, and I decree and declare that you are in control of this entire earth. Yes, we understand and we know that Satan is the God of this world, but I thank you that there is nothing that you shall withhold from us because we walk upright in you. And even in the midst of a pandemic, we can live and move and have our being in you with 100% success, 100% a fold return on our God choosing to plant good seed in the name of Jesus. I bless you and I praise you for this. Amen. Sisters of God, I thank you again, once again. God wants to encourage you today, Monday, this week, before we come back before you on Thursday with our normal podcast. God wants to have you to understand in a real, real revelationary way. You are living in a divine moment. You are in a divine moment right now. The prophecies, the word of God is being fulfilled 100% each and every day. Pandemic was just another level of God's word that is coming to pass, that he has already predestined and told us in his word that was going to happen. So this is nothing new. There is nothing new under the sun. So I want to encourage you guys to just grab a hold. So, amen. There are some PowerPoints that I want to leave with you. God has spoken. We are living in a divine moment. We are here, ladies of God, for a purpose and on purpose. It's already been walked out and predestined for us to be living through this pandemic. And I thank God for it. I don't take this lightly. I don't take this for granted. God could have allowed for this thing to take you out, but he didn't. And you're still here. So with that, I want you to go with me to Philippians 4:11. Philippians 4:11. God is saying here in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, Paul is talking, in whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. Paul is saying, look, ladies of God, women of God, mother of God, if I were living on this very day, October 11th, 2021, having gone through everything that I've gone through and going through what I'm going through now, I have learned in every state to be content. This moment is divine. This moment is divinely set apart by God for you on this day in this year at this very moment. Let us together as women of God, let us rest in the word, the assurity of the word of God. in knowing that God will deliver, God will provide, God will set free, God will guide us, and He will keep us throughout our path every single day. Remember, every moment of your life is a divine moment. Don't lose track of that. Paul said, I have learned to be content. What does that mean? He had to develop a culture of dealing with being content. It didn't just come overnight. It was a metamorphosis. It was a process for him to be content, whether it was in and through things on the job, in and through things with our children, with our family, with our loved ones, with our non-loved ones, you know, meaning that people that are not in your biological family. He made it a point to learn. He made it a point to dumb down and allow for the Holy Spirit to navigate and lead and guide him through the days and the hours and the minutes and the weeks and the months and the years while he was walking here on earth. Because here is the beautiful thing about it. Whatever the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, God's grace will much more abound in us. If we begin to practice wholeheartedly the word of God in our lives, to walk out each and every day in success, stop trying to do it on our own, because our strength is weak. We don't have the capacity. We don't have the wherewithal. We don't have the build in and of our flesh to do this thing. It takes a supernatural walk. It takes a supernatural walk in the things of God for us to walk this out for the rest of our lives in this dispensation, in this life right now. I'm telling you what God is saying. It is not by might nor by power. It is truly by the Spirit of the living God for you to make it through this day. So Philippians 4:19, remember, Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want. Why? For I have learned. I have crafted this thing. I've paid attention to. I've leaned into this thing. In whatsoever state I am in, therewith, I will be content. Why? Because whatsoever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatsoever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. And I segue into that scripture because there are things that we are supposed to be speaking in our lives into fruition, and we're not doing it, ladies. We're not doing it. We are convoluted. We are overwhelmed. We are engrossed in the cares of this world. You know, it's all about, you know, the how and the when and the this and the that, when we should be focused on the who is all that matters. Remember, you are a child of God. You are a spirit being. You have a body. You have a body, and your soul lives within that body. You are not of this world. Stop trying to fashion and pattern after how your girlfriend, so-and-so, so-and-so, and that other friend, so-and-so, so-and-so, does it. That is not how you should be living. I want you to think about that. Go back and think about the very things right now at this moment that you're going through in your life. What are you allowing to lead you? What are you allowing? Is it the thoughts? What is it? Is it the memories? What is it? Is it seeing somebody else do something, go through something, have something? You know, go back and re-examine your heart. Don't spend a whole lot of time on that thing. God wants to move you to the next. It is time to go to the next. Don't sit here and nurse and rehearse these letdowns, these not enough, this I could barely make it, and so on and so forth. Your words, the Bible says your tongue is as a pen of a ready write. You are ready writing your next. You are ready writing your future. You are ready writing your life for your future with your tongue. Make sure your tongue is guarded at all times. Guard your tongue. Make sure that you are saying what God says about you, because out of your belly will flow the issues of life. Let's go to the next scripture real quick. 1 Timothy 6 and 7 says, thank you, Lord. 6 and 7 says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. I'm going to say that again. 1 Timothy 6 and 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Again, this is a divine moment. Woman of God, wife of God, mother of God, get your mind off of the things. Get your mind off of hoarding. Get your mind off of packing and stacking like a pack rat. We are not supposed to be doing this. I heard this very sentiment today, and I thank God for it. It is one thing to save, which is, I believe, and I receive in Jesus' name, it is a dutiful thing that we should be doing, that God has augmented for us to do. Because, okay, we live in a world. Yes, we still have to walk this thing out on earth. But I don't lose track of me being a spirit being, having a soul which lives in this body. But I'm going to walk this out on earth in excellence, and I'm going to walk it out on earth in the intelligence of God. We are made in his likeness and his image. So I should be saving and not hoarding. Saving is stacking aside a good, efficient amount of money for a rainy day, for an emergency, for something that may come down the pipeline. Hoarding, that is somebody, there's a difference. That's a person that is living, that wasn't the case. So he ended up in a meeting with his son and saying the words, wow, here I am, my deathbed is right before me. And for years, I have stored up for retirement and for a rainy day and for when I, all this stuff. And ended up sharing with his son, I'm going to end up leaving you the money that I thought that I would bask and live on and enjoy myself with in my latter days. The point and the moral of the story, saying to God, is that we can't get distracted by time. God created time. In fact, God does not live within time. We live here on earth, but we are spirit beings. And so we should be practicing and walking in the things of God as it pertains to us. The real me, the real you, woman of God, wife of God, mother of God, the spirit being. You have a soul and you live in this body. Make practical, good, real decisions on behalf of you and your family. Don't sit here and hoard. Don't sit here and try to focus on, I'm going to live my best life when I get to this point, when I make that age, when I make this amount of money, when my children leave the home, when my grandchildren are all grown and gone. Don't make that mistake. Even through my life, I've had some of those mindsets. I have learned, and I am telling you, when Paul says I've learned to be abased and I've learned to abound, Paul was at a right place in God. Paul was sharing with us and admonishing us, get your eyes off of your own self. Yes, do the right thing. Save, that's the right thing to do. Save on a monthly, weekly, however your income revenue stream comes in. Save on a frequent basis and make it consistent. But don't sit here and do this quote unquote saving, calling it saving, but you're hoarding because you're walking in fear. This is a divine moment for you, woman of God. There are things that God wants you to do right now, but you're hoarding. There are people God wants you to touch right now, but you're hoarding. There are things that God wants to bless you with, but he can't because he needs you to drop a seed. And guess what? You don't do it because you're hoarding. I pray and I hope in Jesus' name that this message has helped you today on this magnificent Monday where we are loving and living and leading like Christ, because that is what we are supposed to be doing. That is what we are supposed to be doing. I want you to follow God. Follow God and do this for me on a daily basis for your growth, for your wealth, for your own prosperity. Follow Jesus. Count up the cost and be content in everything and consistent in everything that you do for Christ. Because only what you do for Christ, woman of God, will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. I love you to life. Come and allow for us to be back before you this upcoming Thursday on God's Virtuous Woman podcast. We want to pray. We want to love. We want to admonish. We want to encourage, empower, and motivate you in the things of God each and every day, every single way. I love you to life. And know that the spirit of greatness is upon you. The seed of greatness lives within you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can go forth and you can do something great, not only in your life, but you can do it in the lives of others. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know, and I want you to be with us this upcoming Thursday. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I'm so excited for you.